Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, installing energy-efficient windows to help lower utility bills year-round. More at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. It's now time for what's quickly become a St. Louis on the Air fan favorite, our monthly new music roundup featuring recent releases by artists representing a genre, range of genres, who are either based in or from St. Louis. Here to share their picks for our March edition, we have Muhammad Mastermind Austin, musician and founder of Mastercamp. Welcome to the new music roundup, Mastermind.
Whoa, whoa. I'm super excited.
And per usual, we have Maya Norfleet, St. Louis on the Air producer and originator of this monthly new music show. Maya, what's up?
Hello.
All right, and as a quick reminder, everything we play today is on our monthly STL music playlist on Spotify. Just search for St. Louis on the Air New Music Roundup. Now, before we jump into the new music part, let's talk about a Mastercamp new artist development series called Mastering the Secrets of the Game.
Yes,
so, Mastermind,
yes.
What is Mastering the Secrets of the Game? Does it involve martial arts? And what specifically will artists learn through it?
For sure. So, Mastering the Secrets of the Game, this is a 8-month artist development series that is taking place at the City Foundry location with the Regional Arts Commission. This is a free series that we are putting on for the people that is allowing artists to really get like the good understanding of the music industry. I think that's one of the biggest challenges for us in St. Louis, since we're not directly involved in the music industry. Like, will we know how to properly have conversations when it comes to like registering your PROs and setting up with BMI, collecting royalties? It runs through all of those basics. So we put this program together in partnership with the Thompson Rose Agency, and man, it's gonna be running out to the public. And so
yeah. Why did you feel like a series like this is necessary?
A series like this is so necessary that somebody like me as Mastermind, as much as I have a platform to put it together, I'm going to be sitting down in these classes and also soaking in so many different areas because it's just needed information. And if I can find a way to build a vehicle to learn the same things I need to learn even as well while my community do it at the same time, then that's how we move it.
Is there one in particular, one of these core courses that that you're looking forward to teaching and learning from?
Oh man, so one of the core courses that I am looking to for people to learn from is that we are going to be doing a course on media training.
Okay.
And I think that's going to be very, very, very important of just how to properly represent yourself and speak on these type of platforms and et cetera.
Well, you're hearing it right here. And then when is it, Mastermind, that these courses will start?
Yes. So these courses, this is a monthly series. So it takes place every second Monday of the month, starting in May and ending in December.
Okay. Is there a website people can go to?
Yes, you can go to mastercamp.com/artist development or just look for the artist development tab and you can RSVP. It's limited spacing, so tap in as soon as possible and spread the word too.
Okay, so that sounds like a great opportunity for artists to learn how to navigate the music industry. Now it's time to get to the new music roundup, and we are going to begin with a selection from you, Mastermind. And let's listen to the music first and get a few notes after. This is I Can't Relate by Sleepy Soul.
Why you let it all go to waste? Are you looking for a different place?
And that is I Can't Relate by Sleepy Soul. Well, I can relate to liking this song, Mastermind. Tell us about it.
For sure. I mean, I can relate and feel like that I'm inside of the Forever 21 or something way back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Just out shopping, scrolling through a clearance rack. Let me stop playing. It just feels so good. Sleepy Soul. I'm trying to remember when I first got a wind of them, but they're just amazing. They're all in-house with their production. Mm. Yeah, they're some of my big favorites here in St. Louis.
And it sounds amazing. Like, this is one of those that my guest introduced me to something for the first time. I was like, who are they? Let me double check. Oh, they are from here. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, and this is what the purpose of this show is,
yes.
Right? So, again, that was Sleepy Soul's I Can't Relate. Sleepy Soul, singular.
Yeah.
I Can't Relate. For the next one, Maya, set us up here.
Yes. So this next song is by Rockwell Knuckles. He has a new album out. It's called King of the Volcano. And this one is one of my favorite songs. It's called Yes, You Are a Star.
Sizzle the sound, son. On the set, I get down, son. In the morning, I'm found, son. That's why I've been crowned, son. Flowers in bloom, son. I light up the room, son. I fight off the gloom, son. Only me, I'm the truth, son. World revolves around me, feel the solar power. Even when you don't see me working every hour. Worshipers feeling jubilant. Give them vitamin D, come get the nutrients. And I'm shining the same ways as way back when. You can only block me so much, cause I'm clutch. Get under your skin, delicate through the touch. Around forever, something that you can trust. Just try to take my advice, you know I'm bright. They try to scare you with fire, hell, you know my light. If you play with the environment, then it gets deep. Stare at sun too long and you gon' feel its heat. Fly, fly. Yes, 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 you are.
You know, you are, you are.
A star, a star. Yes, yes, you are.
You know, you are.
A star, yes you are.
If you know, if you are, you are.
A star, yes, yes, yes you are.
If you know, you know.
Yes, so that was Yes You Are a Star by Rockwell Knuckles. I'm obsessed with this song for a lot of reasons. As you probably heard in the first segment of the day, I love looking up. I love astrology. I love space. And the whole song, he's comparing himself and reminding us that we are a star. He says he's the sun. I have the sun tattooed on me. So when I'm listening to this, I'm like, I am a star. And it reminds me so much, too, of Nikki Giovanni's Ego Trippin'. And on Blackalicious album some time ago, they made that poem into a song where she also compares herself to just nature and saying, like, you are bigger than you think you are. You are your star.
Yeah.
Love it.
And you said something, Mastermind, about this.
I was talking about that production. It's crazy.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's amazing because it's like, you literally can hear that in the background of just like how this almost sounds. It sounds and feels like space, like
yep.
a spiritual
mm-hmm.
journey through space. You know what I'm saying? And then Rockwell come with his
yes.
his voice.
Oh,
he's such
yes.
a character.
So good,
man.
This honestly was my okay. favorite one, and it kind of it made me think about the Amplified album by Q-Tip. So in any case, we'll move on to the next pick, which is one that comes from you, Mastermind.
Yeah.
And it is one from Lonnie Rose. Kerosene, tell us quickly about this before we hear it.
Man, Lonnie Rose is one of my favorite artists. And when I say that, I'm not saying like one of my favorite artists from St. Louis. I feel like he like put his skin on the track. Like that's how personal these songs are and how they feel. And a lot of his stuff is self-produced, self-recorded, and et cetera. And like, you feel that intimacy between him and what he's remaking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's get close and hear Kerosene by Lonnie Rose.
Can you stand this peace of mind when I'm filled by kerosene? And all the damage, it'll leave you high and dry at the end of everything. Is it over now? I was a boy when I first dreamed.
I'm like,
is he mad at us? 'Cause I told the honest truth for his peace of mind. No, I'm sorry that I did. 'Cause when anger blinds and it takes a child's youth, they'll believe the lie and say,
can you stand this peace of mind when I'm filled by their sin?
And that is Kerosene by Lonnie Rose. You add something there, Maya?
Yes, the raw emotion in his voice, like that first time it sent, like, well, I don't know the word is, but the chills up your spine when you hear someone yeah. singing. That when I first listened to this song did that exact thing to mm-hmm. me.
Well, we've got more to come after a very quick break. We'll be back shortly for the second half of our March New Music Roundup. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.
Support comes from Gemma, architects, planners, and designers seeking to bring joy to their clients and communities. Details at gemastl.com.
Welcome back. I'm Elaine Cha. Let's get right to the second half of our April New Music Roundup with Mastermind and St. Louis on the Air producer Maya Norfleet. This next pick is one from you, Mastermind, and it is by an artist named Farah. The song is called Nauseous. Let's listen to it a little and then get your notes after.
Mm-hmm.
Nauseous by Farah, Mastermind.
Dude, man, like, what makes me so excited is, like, these artists, they're in a spot to where they're just able to unapologetically just exist as themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this is a black artist that is just making some amazing rock and roll music. And it's just, I don't know, I just love the authenticity mm-hmm. of how our folks are just making our stuff.
Yeah. How did you come to this artist?
Man, I randomly ran into this artist while teaching a program, and I had some of the folks play some of their music, mm-hmm. and it was like, well, I got some music to play. And it turns out she was an artist who was living from L.A.
Mm-hmm.
and was coming into St. Louis for the summer, coming back home. And I was just blown away. I was like, yo, this is crazy. Like, this is right here
yeah.
in the city. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I know she's incredibly talented, mm-hmm. incredibly talented.
That unapologetic part, I mean, this Farah is who I wanted to imagine myself as when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And I was not as cool. I was absolutely still a dork. But when I heard this, like, it reminded me a lot of the music that I really loved when I was in high school. But I couldn't necessarily express that because it was like, oh, why are you listening to that? And it's like, okay, but I love it, though. And it's so cool to see Farah doing it.
This generation is taking it and running with it and standing on it because it's like, That, oh, no,
this is who she is. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, the next pick is one from you, Maya.
Yes.
Maybe another facet of who you are or want to be.
Yes. So this next song is a very popular song. It's taken over the airwaves now. But the whole like purpose of why we do this segment is highlighting artists who are from here or call St. Louis home. And SZA is one of those artists. She, even though she wasn't born in St. Louis, and I know some people are like, that's a stretch. I don't care, because she loves St. Louis. St. Louis loves her. She constantly reps St. Louis. So we're going to listen to Kendrick Lamar and SZA's Luther.
If it was up to me, I wouldn't give it nobody no sympathy. I'll take away the pain, I'll give you everything. I just wanna see when, wanna see
if this world
it go in, when
you
ride it, door slow. Maybe you would stop, strike doors, and I'm with you. Everything goes, come in. She know weekends get it popping on the low. Better days coming for sure.
Yeah, so that's Kendrick Lamar and SZA and their song Luther. I'm very, very excited for the GNX tour. I've said it a bunch of times
yes.
already. And this is also me manifesting a SZA appearance live in studio at St. Louis Public Radio on St. Louis on the Air. So I need all of St. Louis to
yes.
manifest that with me. We're going to make it happen.
And
I believe in us.
If it was up to me, SZA would be in the studio with us. So.
Right now, yes.
Yeah,
it's there, right. So the next song that we have for this month is a song that comes to us from Lena Clav and K Cutta Music, Lie to Me. Mastermind?
I've been playing Lie to Me on repeat, back to back, like just daily. And it's so funny, man. I'm a big fan of both of these two artists, and I didn't know that they were going to come together and make a project.
Mm-hmm.
Cutta is an amazing producer, yes. keyboardist, visionary, just amazing human being. And then Lena Clav, like, I stumbled across her randomly, and I was like, yo, this artist really gets it. Another self-produced artist stacking the vocals. I think it's just a golden child of St. Louis. So. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's hear that track, Lie to Me by Lena Clav and K Cutta Music.
That won't save me. Cause I got all this time and all this left for my truth. I thought my heart is wrong for two, which brings me back to you, back to you. But you don't have to lie to me, lie to me. Right in that dream in the sky to me, I just wanna.
Lena Clav and K Cutta Music with Lie to Me. This song feels like grown people music.
Yeah.
Like, and listening to it as someone who's young, like, I want to be grown in that way.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're talking about, Mastermind, as far as like playing this over and over again, mm-hmm. this is one that I drove into work with this morning. So thank you.
Yeah.
And our last track for today is another one that you have chosen, Mastermind. Mm-hmm. Tell us about D&D.
Man, I feel like I'm happy we get to close it out with like a good St. Louis hitter. Oso Valley and E-Man Tree Man, they just dropped a project called A Little 3-5. And it's fun. It feels good. It's good music. It's good beats. It's good rap. Like,
it's just good.
Yeah, it's just good.
Well, let's hear some of that track. This is D&D by Oso Valley and E-Man Tree Man.
Yeah, I'm good on that. Jersey in the Raptors, good throwback. I know that. Yeah. I water flower, grow that. Yeah. I want what I was old at. Yeah. I'm on that, now we rounding up. Who done climbed the mountain us? Take my soul, fabulous. Real talk, coldest summers ever. I went from nothing to something. What? From a gram to an onion. D&D in the function. Okay. Rolling for the comfort, another season accomplished. Okay. Went through peaks in abundance. Okay. Keeping it humble.
Back and forth, never forced. Keeping it clean like, yeah, of course. One of the suckers, that's the source. I don't do shit unless I'm sure. Better pick up if you just wanna waste my time and ask for more. I don't got shit to give unless you asking me to go on tour.
That's not what you want, so stop calling. Bothering me, it's annoying. You don't even care, it's apparent you wildin'. So maybe I'll just pick it up and say stop. Had to block that shit off my phone. Do not disturb, leave me alone. Keeping on myself at the crib. Now you want me back, yeah, I know.
And that is Oso Valley and E-Man Tree Man with D&D.
I relate to this so much because, look, these music shows are so much fun, but sometimes I put my phone on D&D for at least 2 days because I got a lot of editing to do. I got a lot of writing to do. People want to, oh, Maya, do you want to? No, I can't. I don't have time. I love you. We'll talk later. Do not disturb for the moment, though.
You know, this show... This is the first time Mastermind you've been on, but what it does is it really opens people up to how much talent there is, either right here now or like with Farah coming back in town and home. So, I mean, as far as the work that you're doing, what does a show like this do for local artists?
Man, it makes me feel good. It makes me smile. It reminds me that when I walk inside this building, every single time I know I'm in the proper place where I should be at. That matters so much. I was just talking with Maya and the rest of the folks of how, like, when you live inside of a city, artists, you need platforms for discovery. Mm-hmm. And let alone do you artists need platforms for discovery, like, people need platforms to discover culture, to enjoy where they're from, or to hear a street name in a song and be like, I was traveling on that street too. Like, it matters to the culture of this city, to sell the city, et cetera. This city will not grow without stuff like this. So thank y'all. I'm so serious. That was...
Yeah. Mastermind was the first person I texted when I was like, I have an idea and I really wanted to make this happen. He was the first person outside of St. Louis Public Radio that I talked to about this. So I'm so happy you made it finally. Yeah.
It's kind of those full circles that we've talked about.
Yeah.
Well, Mastermind, Muhammad Mastermind Austin is a musician and the founder of Master Camp, and Maya Norfleet is a producer for St. Louis on the Air and the originator of this monthly new music show. Thank you both for sharing your picks with us.
Yes, thank you.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.